100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden in Kenya this weekend, where she praised young adults for learning about safe sex and dating practices. The EPA says it will vet and approve all transfers of toxic waste before they're removed from the site of the Ohio train derailment after local officials complained about the waste being sent to their states without warning or few details. A celebration of life event ending in gunfire in Minnesota.
As that event was ending, an altercation occurred and shots were fired.
St. Paul Police Sergeant Mike Ernster says five people were shot, two killed. No arrests have been made. Sunday marks 30 years since the 1993 bombing at the World Trade Center that killed six people. A ceremony will be held at noon to remember those killed. Dozens of migrants are dead after their boat broke apart in rough seas off the coast of Italy. Italian state media reporting the country's Coast Guard has recovered about 30 bodies and rescued about 40 people so far. Mark Remillard, ABC News. SpaceX set to launch four astronauts to the International Space Station on Monday. ABC's Chuck Sievertson says it'll be a childhood dream come true for at least one of them.
It'll be the first space flight for Russian cosmonaut Andrei Fedyev and NASA astronaut Warren Woody Hoberg. Before becoming a spaceman, Hoberg was a research scientist at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and way, way before that.
As a child, I was part of something called the Tripoli Rocketry Association, and in my parents' garage built some really large rockets that flew all over the country.
The crew of four will replace a U.S., Russian, Japanese crew up there since October. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Police in St. Paul, Minnesota say five people were shot, two of them killed, after an altercation led to gunfire at the end of an outdoor celebration of life event. Police say they have not identified a motive for the shooting, but say they don't believe it was random. No arrests have been made. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The devil's advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495.
He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. the darkness is pleasant.
Tight and cold.
on ice. Skeletrees.
Essential Last Crack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is Minnie Toboggan. That's from Burning Funkhouse Live, correct?
Burning Funkhouse Live. That was recorded in 2002 on my birthday. You know, that
on your
song
birthday, yeah.
Is one of my favorite songs. And one of my favorite parts of that is when he says Skeletrees. It's like such a unique word. I think he made that one up. I don't know. Skeletrees. Right,
I don't think it's in the Webster's.
Yeah,
it might be.
Great song.
We heard Three Ghosts before that from their latest release, which is now a couple years old, 3 or 4 years old.
And not to mention that those songs were written 2004.
So they're not. I mean, they're brand new to the people when it came out, but
that's right. But yeah, they were written in 2004. They would play them every now and then in the various concerts that they were doing, and until that album came out, they were
We did a top 41, the top 41 of 2019, and Icicle was the number two song in the countdown. They got beat out by Katie Scullin, Porch Hangs, which Paul Schluter produced.
Oh, that's right. He got the number one and two there. Yeah, Icicle, that was the single from that album.
It was. Really cool song. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker on the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting all across the state of Wisconsin. We're in Green Bay, Oshkosh, Wausau, Stevens Point, Waukesha, Amory.
Richland Center.
And Richland Center. And here in Madison at the flagship here on Mad Radio 92.7. Welcome, everybody. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. You got to check them out, these guys out. They're great. They have great food, a great bar, beer. They make their own beer right there, Rocker.
They have great beer, Jimmy.
They really do. Plus, they have some live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com to get all the details. And by thespaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds, live to internet streaming of all your favorite bands. Go to thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv. For all your needs. Rocker, you got anything to say, or should we just play some music?
Let's play some music, Jimmy.
I've got some very important music to play right now. A little bit metal for you here on Max Inc. Heavy. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They have new album out. The CD release party is happening at the High Noon Saloon on Thursday, March 23rd. Great lineup. You can get more information on their Facebook page. Here is a brand new song, the title track. Brand new, Faith Hills Have Eyes. This is the Riff Element on Max Inc. Heavy.
Oh,
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Virginia ran away, voices in her head, searching for an answer as she comes undone. The writings and words turn daylight into dusk, searching for.
Heavy with Bad Year. That's brand new off their latest album. Oh, Virginia, I'm so sorry. It's a fan favorite for the Bad Year fans. Before that, we heard Birth of Tragedy, Defense of a Lost Cause. Rocker, you got some information about Birth of Tragedy.
Birth of Tragedy, Jimmy, they're excited to announce that on March 3rd, they're going to be releasing their debut record, which is, you know, I think from 20-plus years ago. It was called Samsara, and they're going to release it out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, and remaster that album. It was recorded in 1999 at Coney Island Studios with Wendy Schneider, all analog, so they're going to re-release that, you know, all these years later. Pretty cool to see local bands doing that,
you know,
after 20 years, especially heavy ones, Jimmy.
Indeed. Wendy Schneider. I actually just saw Wendy Schneider about a week ago. She had some TED posters that she wanted to give away to the people. You know, TED Offensive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The black one with the silhouette with the broken guitar.
TED Offensive, the famous metal DJ from WRT Metal and Punk for many years.
And he was in the punk scene big time out in California. He was in some bands and stuff like that.
We missed Ted.
And, you know, dude, remember the time we went to WORT Studios? Ted was interviewing us about Max Inc. Radio on WORT.
That's right.
And Rocker Vodka had just come out.
Wow.
And we went in there like you normally do with the bottle of vodka and the shot glasses. And Ted was like, yeah, let's party.
That must have been 2011.
Somewhere in there, yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Have a PBR tonight for Ted.
And, of course, Wendy Schneider, she is the one awesome behind the Smart Studios documentary and many more.
So awesome. All right. Coming up, we got music from The Takeaways. We're going to do some I Am Dragon. We got some new Sky Urchin. We're going to play some more Cherry Pit Studio music from Blame It on Kane. Got the new one from The Skin Tones, and we'll try to squeeze in some Bronze Scorpion. That's all coming up. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden in Kenya this weekend, where she praised young adults for learning about safe sex and dating practices. The EPA says it will vet and approve all transfers of toxic waste before they're removed from the site of the Ohio train derailment, after local officials complained about the waste being sent to their states without warning or few details. A celebration of life event ending in gunfire in Minnesota.
As that event was ending, an altercation occurred and shots were fired.
St. Paul Police Sergeant Mike Ernster says five people were shot, two killed. No arrests have been made. Sunday marks 30 years since the 1993 bombing at the World Trade Center that killed six people. A ceremony will be held at noon to remember those killed. Dozens of migrants are dead after their boat broke apart in rough seas off the coast of Italy. Italian state media reporting the country's Coast Guard has recovered about 30 bodies and rescued about 40 people so far. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge, and then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Major Bros on Max Inc. Heavy. That was I Am Dragon. I saw a Facebook memory with I Am Dragon at the Frequency not too long ago. Brought back very fond memories. Blabin' on Kane in front of that. Tuna and the Takeaways started that set off with End Up Here. Blabin' on Kane, that was a Cherry Pit studio band. They recorded there. Their new album's really good.
Yeah, it is. We just had them in the studio.
We just had them in the studio. And
it's amazing how many of our bands that we had in our staple were recorded at Cherry Pit.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop into their Atwood Avenue office on Madison's East Side or find them online at Weikert Realty, Weikert-Lakepoint.com. That's Weichert-Lakepoint.com. They're good friends of yours, Rocker. They got an event coming up, too, don't they?
They do, Jimmy. We're having an art gallery. I happen to be a realtor at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, and that's going to be on February 23rd, a Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m., and you know what is kind of crazy? I'm going to feature a ton of Maximum Ink artwork. We're going to have a bunch of the covers and the magazines out. We're going to let people read it.
I love it when you do this.
And then we're going to have also some artwork from Catherine Capolero from VO5. She's going to have some of her great artwork up there and about five other artists as well on display at the gallery on Atwood Avenue for Weikert Realty.
That's awesome. And thanks to Weikert for helping us help the Madison music scene to promote it, play their music.
New sponsors. And we'll actually we'll be talking to Rob Greether. He's the owner of Weikert Realty, and he'll be in the studio Saturday.
All right. Looking forward to that. Next Saturday, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Rocker, we got to take care of some sad business here. Rockstar death notices.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
Jimmy.
Dude.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Remo Redding, he was from the band, a guitar player out of Milwaukee, Waukesha area. He was with the band Dad the Plow, most recently, I believe, and then Victims of Voodoo and plenty of other bands. And we're working on getting some of his music, and we'll play some next week for us.
Man, I did not know him, so I'm unfamiliar. But thanks for letting us know about that. It's always sad news.
Well, you know what? You missed them, Jimmy, because they used to play a lot with Subatomic from around Madison. And so they used to share a lot of shows often between Madison and Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Dad the Plow, Subatomic, and some of those bands.
Nice. An old Madison band that has a big show coming up is the Skin Tones.
Oh, yeah.
They were just in the studio not too long ago as well. With the we tracked through the entire album. This song. Had a great conversation with Pete and Tony. The name of the new album is called Coming to Collect. They're going to be at the High Noon Saloon saying goodbye to the Pimps. Skin Tones' new CD, The Pimps Are Hanging It Up. Also, Wristwatch is playing. We should get the Pimps on Max Inc. Radio, dude.
That would be fun, Jimmy.
It sure would. Here are the Skin Tones, their new one, Played in America. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Yeah. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250